Welcome to the new Lo-Fi Podcast, Episode 2. We're going to talk about some of the new music that we featured on the blog last month, including Crywolf, Flip Flap Man, Art vs. Science, Mount Kimby, Lips, The Tony Castles, and a bunch of other new music. We were also able to sit down with New Jersey-based band Lady in the Radiator, and they played us a few exclusive acoustic tracks off their upcoming album. Here's a sample of the interview. So we had you guys in here just to talk a little bit about the band and the scene that you're in. And so let's just talk about, I guess, how you guys got together, like how the band started.
Well, me and Anthony wanted to start a band. We've been in bands for like the past 7 years, and we asked John to play synth, and we had a bass player and a drummer, but due to like unfortunate circumstances, we had to lose the bass player and the drummer, and we played as a three-piece for probably like 3 or 4 months. I texted Ben just a link to our YouTube, like some videos of us playing, and he liked it, and he hit me back, and worked out really well.
That's pretty wild. So let's talk about, you guys have handed us a few singles, and obviously you have sort of solid body of work now. You guys are thinking of coming out with an LP in the future, and
should be out at the end of the month.
End of the month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and what's any title?
It's called Dreams of a Rarebit Fiend, which is mine and Anthony's old band's name, which we stole from a cartoon by Winsor McKay, who like invented moving picture animation.
So new LP coming out end of this month. Hopefully we'll get an exclusive from that.
Yeah, of course. First listen, you guys can have the early masters.
Of course.
And they're going to play some songs off the cuff, acoustic version, in our makeshift recording studio right now for you, for the upcoming LP coming out at the end of this month.
So what's new on the site this month?
So we have a few new things on the site this month, but let's talk about this whiskey you got for my birthday, because it's really good. Damien got me this, it's bourbon, right?
I don't know. We should get the bottle, actually, because I don't even know what it's called.
This is good shit, man. It's Eagle Rare.
It's rare.
Yeah, it's Kentucky Straight Whiskey. Fall 2010. You're right, 17 fucking years. It tastes like scotch. It's good.
Super smooth.
Super smooth. Well, let's pour a little bit of this.
This is very, we're very official. We're celebrating our second podcast, and also celebrating Jimmy's birthday. You keep calling my name, Damon, in the podcast, and we've gone by like aliases, but I think you're giving You're giving the secrets away, so I think I'm going to start calling you by your name.
That's your Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Ukrainian. You're getting all... You're afraid that people are after you all the time.
Always.
Paranoid.
They're always after me.
So this is Jay Oates and D Hall. Because, you know, we're big business now. A lot of people are after us.
They are after us.
And
record labels are after us. Actually, let's talk about that. Kind of interesting. I think there's some record label stuff we could talk about. Some music industry stuff we could talk about.
Yeah, we have a few record labels looking at us now.
Contacting us. I'm thinking more about, like... I'm thinking about more of the state of the record, the music industry, actually. And I think, you know what? Actually, maybe we could talk about this. Spotify. It's a big thing. We gave away a couple memberships on the site. And I know you weren't into it at first. You're like, oh, what the fuck is that? Da, 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 da. And I got kind of into it. And I think it's like actually a really big thing in the United States right now. It's been around in Europe for a while.
Yeah.
People have been loving it. It just came here with a lot of hype. And I think it's very difficult for us. You know, our site is about music for us to ignore it. Like, I think it's worthy of talking about it. What does it mean for blogs?
Yeah, what does it mean for you? I mean, you're a big fan of this. I kind of feel like Grooveshark does everything that Spotify does. But you sort of showed me, like, that it does that and more. And the thing is, it just has better marketing than Grooveshark does. I feel like Grooveshark has been flying under the radar for a long time. But Spotify is very well advertised and a lot of visibility. And people knew about it from ground one. I remember I had an account with it, and then they cut me off, like, very shortly after they started, and it was only for UK residents.
Yeah.
But what are they doing better than Grooveshark?
Well, I don't even know. I mean, I didn't really use Grooveshark all that much. I signed up to it. I might have used it a little bit. I didn't know too much about it. I mean, my day job, I work with a lot of techie people, and they're all really into apps and things like that, technology, and they've been getting all of their music from Spotify for a while. So the first time I was introduced to Spotify was from them. They're like, oh, it's not in the States yet. I have it, but nobody else has it. So when it came out, I was kind of psyched about it because I could finally see what it was all about. And I've been pretty addicted to it. It's pretty cool. But what does it mean for, like, blogs? You know, basically you could pay $10 for what they say. It's like all the music in the world. And no joke, there's a lot of music on there. There's 13 million songs or something like that. A lot of them are crap. A lot of them are like karaoke versions. But what does it mean for iTunes? You know, you could pay $10 subscription and now I can have... Basically, we're renting music. It's basically the Netflix model of, you know, you don't actually own anything.
It's Pandora, but you can control what you play, right?
So, and full albums are available. Right. So you could, it's available offline, it's available online. But is it going to put blogs out of business? Not that we make any money, or it's not really necessarily a business, but are people going to not look at blogs anymore? And I was kind of, I think, you know, you and I've talked about that a few times. And after using it and after seeing how much stuff I could get on there, like, the answer is no. My answer is no. I think it's a different thing. I think it's an amazing tool, and I've been discovering a lot of new music on there. But, you know, we get things in our inbox all the time that are not out there yet. So we're getting it before it's on there, and other blogs are getting it before it's out there. So people are really into music and really want to know, stay on the cutting edge of what's coming out that's new. Blogs are going to have them way before Spotify.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what's great about being in this music blog industry, if you want to call it that, is that I feel like we're sort of the marketing tool for these unsigned bands. And before, I'm not sure what the marketing tool for unsigned bands was before. I think it was more word of mouth and playing shows and handing out flyers and stuff. But now, in, you know, this day and age, you have sort of a digital flyer as far as, like, spreading your music through music blogs. And Spotify doesn't really have they're an aggregate of all the music, like pretty much all the music out there, but they don't have that sort of, like you said,
the new filter. Stuff.
Yeah, the new stuff, because they only, what's worthy to them is established stuff. Even new stuff is sort of established in some sort of way, or qualified in some sort of ways, so they can store it. And we, you know, we're sort of a mouthpiece for those new bands out there.
Yeah,
so I mean, I think there's still value in music, not just for us, but any music blog out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I think I've gone on Spotify to look for, you know, for instance, Theophilus London just came out with his like new album. I saw him at Bowery Ballroom for the album release party. It's like the big release party for him. This dude's been around forever.
Yeah.
He's been putting out...
We posted him last June on the blog.
I mean, yeah. I saw him up at Hard NYC last year. But he's been making music for years and years. He's been like a staple of the Brooklyn, like, I mean, I don't want to say hip-hop. It's more kind of crossover. But now he's on a major label. And Spotify has them, but the blogs have been posting them forever.
Yeah.
So I think that's where blogs will survive, even with services like Spotify. But I do think it's an amazing tool, and I think it's great for any music fan to pay $10 a month. And where in the past I would pay $10 a month for an album and own it, but honestly, I go through music so quickly that after like a couple weeks, I'll listen to something new, so I don't need to own it.
But even tapes and records and stuff you had, you know, when you were little, I don't have a lot of the tapes that I had.
No.
You know, back then it's just easier to have stuff in the cloud, like, you know, I guess that's what it's called, the cloud.
Yeah, if you ever want it, yeah, it's there.
Right. So like 20 years down the line, you pay, you know, you don't have the subscription, but you sign up again, you have all that music that you had when you were younger and more. So yeah, I agree.
It doesn't take up space.
Right. So we've added a few new people this past month to the blog. We started with you and I and Chris, and now we have
three new
guys. One, so the names are I Make Party, Radius, and The Flip Side. And I think, you know, we were sort of hesitant, I guess I was hesitant in the beginning to add new people, but we feel like this would make the blog a little more complex. There's a few new voices, a few new perspectives on new music, and we're really excited to see how that goes. I know I Make Party has posted a few things, and I think The Flip Side just posted something this past week, depending on when we post this.
Yeah.
And I guess what are your feelings about adding new people? And
I'm personally really excited about it, and I welcome those guys. And I say those guys because they're guys. There's no reason why we shouldn't have a girl. Actually, I think we should invite a girl.
We should get a chick.
We definitely need some girls.
I know, I've been saying that I have a crush on Lindsay Love for a long time, and we've been trying to score an interview with her, but
yeah,
that keeps falling through. Maybe we can get her to contribute.
Yeah. Or, if there are any girls out there listening to this who want to contribute, write us. We'll definitely get you on here. But, I'm excited about it. I think there's going to be, it'll bring some fresh perspectives to the site. You know, it's been largely you and I in the beginning, and then Chris joined, and the music is so huge. People come from it at different perspectives, and I think it's going to be exciting to see like the blog grow and become a richer experience for people coming to explore music. So check out some of our new contributors and writers, and welcome guys.
For now, check out this track we got from Cry Wolf called Ephemeral. Watch them embark.
those flashing lights. I never knew what you wanted to hear. I feel your ghost, it's in my bones. I'm falling close to the edges I see.
Smash boys, turn it on, electric toys. Smash disco, smash cars. Smash disco, smash guitars. Smash disco, smash cars. Smash disco, smash guitars. Smash disco.
And so it was some motley crew who found it in the night. One of them, a lunatic, told me of his plight. One died to the left of him, two went to the right. But he remained, he said he saw, he said he saw the light. And it was magic, fountain, magic, fountain, magic.
today. Cause you and I are bone tired every night. Isn't my idea of play? And even our smallest dreams getting lean never sees the light of day. So it would mean everything to me. You can fight, but you won't always win. So her life finds a way to beat ya. But I'll come join you in the ring. Guess it shows just how much I need ya. Takes you to unwind. So it would mean everything to me. You can fight, but you won't always win. So her life finds a way to beat ya. But I'll come join you in the rain. Cause it shows just how much I need ya.
Down, I need somewhere it's always spring. Thank you.
kids. Got a job. Feeds three.
I'm you do.